This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 305 to 102 to approve a more than $4.5 billion Senate bill that will provide additional emergency aid at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Donald Trump is seeking to offer some reassurance to allies in Japan for the Group of 20 Leaders Summit. During his first meeting, a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Trump was asked about a perception that an America alone approach is adversely affecting some of Washington's traditional allies in the Asia-Pacific region. The president replied that the United States works with and takes care of its allies, but added that sometimes allies have taken advantage of U.S. help.
I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies, and we even help our allies militarily.
The president meets with G20 host Shinzo Abe Friday morning. Abe is hoping for some reassuring words from Trump when they meet in Osaka. In recent days, the president has questioned the fairness of the long-standing U.S.-Japan defense alliance. This is VOA News. Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked NATO allies Thursday to help the United States mount a broad effort against Iran, but he came up empty for now. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too, but
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Magani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
The U.S. Supreme Court handed down some decisions on Thursday that could have an effect on next year's election. They blocked a census citizenship question on next year's poll, at least for now. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
Initial reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on the citizenship question for the upcoming census was not surprisingly split along party lines. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham understood why the Trump administration wanted the question added.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
Now the Democrats and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
It was a carefully devised political strategy to discourage Hispanics from reporting their status to the census takers, and it was for political reasons.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
In another decision with political implications, the court ruled 5-4 that claims of partisan drawing of political districts, known as gerrymandering, do not belong in federal court. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night, and in just a few hours, 10 more will take the stage in Miami. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon calls Joe Biden, the former vice president, the big guy in the race for the Democratic nomination. He says hopefuls will be gunning for the former VP.
I think he's going to be a target in this debate, and he has to demonstrate that he can hold his own, and he can't make a flub.
The candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats will hold presidential party nominating contests next year. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials lower, but the S&P and the NASDAQ up. The Dow lost 0.04%, while the S&P gained 0.38%. The NASDAQ added 0.73%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The Voice of OFA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one.